In the area of quality, we have a lot of reforms that are going to be implemented. We have already started reforming the national curriculum, and that is a very important project. This month of January, we are continuing with training of teachers in South Sudan to be able to understand the new national curriculum and the syllabuses, the new syllabuses. We have also commissioned publishers to write textbooks for us, and this process is ongoing as we speak. So hopefully by May, June, we will have new textbooks written. We have also signed cooperation agreements with Egypt, Turkey, and China. Within those agreements, there is a provision for printing of textbooks. So some of the textbooks will be printed by each country, and that will ensure that we have sufficient number of textbooks in the schools. The other reform that is going to be implemented is inspection of schools. Currently, we do not have any inspection system for the schools. So we are going to inspect every school every term. So there will be 3 inspections per school per term for about 6,000 schools in the country. We have already trained 8,000 school inspectors, so they are ready to do this this national exercise. The other reform, which is also related to quality, is improving the quality of management and leadership of schools. We have trained over 10,000 with the support of Wendell Trust, Save the Children South Sudan, and University of Juba. These were trained together with the school inspectors, 8,000 of them. So we have now sufficient number of school head teachers and deputy head teachers to improve the quality of management and leadership in schools. We are also going to train school governors. In some schools, they are called PTAs or parent teachers associations. In some others, they call them management committees, but all of them are school governing bodies or school boards of governors. So we are going to provide training for all of them. We will provide also a handbook for each governor to be able to know the A to Z of school governance. I have also issued a ministerial order to this effect, stipulating what should be done to improve school governance and what should be done to improve also school inspection. So these ministerial orders have been sent out. I have also sent out a ministerial order on improving school management and leadership. These are the steps to be taken by every school in order to improve school management and leadership. The other area which is also important is in-service teacher training, not just on the national curriculum and the textbooks when they are here, but also in-service to ensure that every teacher that is serving is qualified. And for new teachers, I have sent out a ministerial order on the minimum standards which are stipulated in the General Education Act. These minimum standards are in Section 22. And therefore, the states are going to implement this in recruitment of new teachers, making sure...
What does the minimum standard say?
The minimum standard say teachers in nurseries or nursery schools should have a minimum of secondary school level qualification. They should have a certificate of secondary education of South Sudan, or the certificate, the Sudan school certificate or equivalent, to for them to be able to teach in a nursery school. Apart from that, they should also have a teaching qualification from a recognized teacher training institution. In primary, you are required to have a secondary school leaving certificate plus a teaching qualification from a recognized teacher training institution, or a diploma. If you have a diploma, then that is higher than a secondary school certificate. So that is a requirement for primary school teachers. For secondary, you should have a degree from a university, from a college of education, or any other college, if your degree is from any other college, then you should have also a teaching qualification. But if you don't have a teaching qualification and you are already in the system, then you will be given teacher training, in-service teacher training, to ensure you qualify within the shortest time possible. So those are the requirements. And I have written a ministerial order to all the state ministers to ensure that this law is implemented, especially the provisions related to Section 22 on the minimum standards for recruitment of teachers.